打开圣经生命记第十七章第十四节到二十节。
Please open your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 14 to 20.
生命记十七章第十四节，到了耶和华你神所赐你的地，得了那地居住的时候，若说我要立王治理我，像示为的国一样，你总要立耶和华你神所拣选的人为王，并从你弟兄中立一人，不可立你弟兄以外的人为王，只是王不可为自己加添马匹，也不可使百姓回埃及去，唯要加添他的马匹。你耶和华曾吩咐你们说，不可再回那条路去，他也不可为自己多立会兵，恐怕他的心偏斜，也不可为自己多计经营。他登了国位，就要将祭司立位人面前的这立法书为自己抄录一本，存在他里面，要平生诵读，好学习敬畏耶和华他的神，谨守敬畏遵行这律法书上的一切原意和这些律例，免得他向弟兄心高气傲，偏左偏右，离了这诫命，这样他和他的子孙便可在以色列中，在国位上年长日久。上次我们谈到这个公义的审判官。
Last time we talked about the righteous judge.
那么今天我们要来看这个统治人民的君王。
Today we're going to look at the king who rule over people.
那么现今世上很少国家有这个君王的制度。
Actually, today there is not many countries that has the monarchy system.
那么除了英国、泰国、日本。跟马来西亚还有等等的国家。
The country of England, Thailand, Malaysia and Japan.
大部分的国家都没有这个君王的制度。
So besides these four countries, most of the other countries do not have the monarch system.
君王制度是古代的这个政治制度。
The monarch system is a political system used in the old times.
以色列人居住在迦南地之后
And after the Israelites entered the land of Canaan,
为了这个政治上的安全
Because they want to be politically firm,
就要求立王
They request a king,
像四周围的国家一样
Just like the surrounding countries,
这个是摩西很早就预见的事情。
This actually was predicted by Moses a long time before it.
其实耶和华才是君王。
Actually, the Lord Jehovah is the king.
以色列的人是他的子民。
And the Israelites are his people.
连世界上所有的君王都在他的掌握之下。
And all the rest of kings on earth are also under his control.
就好像诗篇四十七篇第一节到第三节这么说。
Just like it was said in Psalms chapter 47, verse 1 to
3. 万民啊，你们都要拍掌，要用欢声的声音向神呼喊。
Clap your hands, all you nations, shout to God with cries of joy.
因为耶和华至高者是可畏的。
For the Lord Most High is awesome.
他是治理全地的大君王。
The great king over all the earth.
他叫万民伏在我们以下，又叫列邦伏在我们的脚下。
He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet.
如果我们再看刚才所念的经文十七节、十七章十四节。
And if we look at the scripture we just read, Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 14.
到了耶和华你神所赐你的地，得了那地，居住的时候，请注意，若朔。
When you enter the land of Lord your God is given you, is giving you and have taken possession of it and settled in it. And notice, it says, and you say.
这个若朔在希伯来文是暗示由于情势的所需要所需。
So in the Hebrew language, this word and you say means according to the circumstances at that time.
也是讲到将来会发生的事情。
And it's saying what is going to happen in the future.
其实事实的确是如此。
And the fact actually is that.
到了这个撒母耳的时代。
And so when it comes to the time of Samuel,
那么以色列人坚持要一位王来统治他们。
The Israelites insist on having a king to control them.
所以神便借着先知撒母耳来为他们立一位王。
And so through the prophet Samuel, they have chosen a king.
这位王叫做扫罗。
And his name is Saul.
扫罗成为以色列人的第一位王。
And Saul became the first king of the Israelites.
我们看到神并没有禁止以色列的人立王。
We notice that God did not prevent them from having a king.
其实在早期的时候，就是创世纪的时候，神有提到这个君王的统治。
And actually in Genesis, God has mentioned the ruling of a king.
这个创世纪十七章六节。
Genesis chapter 17 verse 6.
我必使你的后裔聚其繁多，国度从你而立，君王从你而出。
I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you.
那么神也跟这个雅各这么讲。
God also told Jacob.
神又对他说，我是全能的神，你要生养众多，将来有一族和多国的民从你而生，又有君王从你而出。
And God said to him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and increase in number. A nation and a community of nations will come from you, and kings will be among your descendants.
君王这个职度是一种政治管理的职度。
The ruling of monarch is actually a political system.
但是如果没有良好的管制和约束的话就会产生很多弊病跟问题。
But if there is no control or inhibition, then there will be a lot of problems.
我们在古代的时候，
So in the olden times,
人被选为做王都是因为他们在军事上的能力有很好的表现。
Man was chosen as king is because they showed their ability in the military arena.
但是在这个立王的事情上，
But in establishing a king,
神有他的条件。
God has his conditions.
那么神在这里提出两个条件。
God told them of two conditions he wants.
那么第一个条件必须要根据他的心意。
The first condition is that this king must be established according to God's will.
以色列人必须要根据神的心意来选立这个王。
The Israelites must establish a king according to God's will.
君王必须要有神的选召。
The king must receive a calling from him.
也必须拥有这个属灵的这个品格。
And he also must have spiritual virtues.
而不是根据人的外貌或者才华来做决定。
And they are not decided upon their appearance.
那么撒母耳，如果你看圣经的话，撒母耳看见这个人叫做以利亚。
And so if you read the Bible, Samuel saw this man called Eliab.
以为他就是神所要拣选的王。
And thought that for sure he is the one chosen by God.
但是神却对他说。
But God told him,
耶和华却对撒母耳说，不要看他的外貌，而他身材高大。
But the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height.
我不拣选他。
For I have rejected him.
因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌， 耶和华是看内心。
The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
人喜欢看外貌。
Man likes to look at outward appearance.
但是圣经讲到神却看人的内心。
But the Bible told us the Lord looks at the heart.
我们华人有一句俗语说啊，人不可貌相。
And there's a Chinese idiom that you should not look at the appearance.
啊，是有它的道理。
It has its meaning in it.
啊，一个人的内心比他的外貌来得重要。
The heart is much more important than an outward appearance.
啊，如果心不好的话，啊，多么好看都没有用。
It's useless, no matter how pretty you are, if your heart is not good.
啊，这个箴言书第三十一章啊三十节怎么说
？And then in Proverbs. 31:30 it tells us.
啊，愿力是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，唯敬畏耶和华的妇女，必得称赞。
Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
啊，这个是神选立君王的第一个条件。
And so this is the first condition of God in choosing a king.
啊，必须要根据他的心意。
It must be according to His will.
那么神第二个条件，这个君王必须要认识神。
The second condition God has is that this king must know God.
啊，神禁止以色列人选外邦人做他们的王。
God prevented the Israelites in choosing a foreigner as their king.
啊，因为外邦人不认识神。
Because foreigners do not know God.
啊，外邦人也不懂得神的律法。
And the Gentiles do not know God's laws.
啊，外邦的君王没有以色列人民族的这个同感认同感。
And the Gentile king would not have the same feel as the Israelites.
啊，他们很容易就以这个铁腕的那个手段来压制限制这个人民。
And they can use a strong hand to rule over the Israelites easily.
那么甚至把这个异教那种思想带进来。
And they may also bring forth some foreign religion into the Israelites.
啊，破坏这个民族文化而纯正的信仰。
And to destroy the cultural and the pure religion.
所以在以色列人的历史当中
，So in the Jewish history.
从来没有立过外邦人来做他们的王。
There has never been a Gentile king among them.
圣经讲到一个认识神的人是一个有智慧的人。
And the Bible said, one who knows God is one who has wisdom.
啊，箴言九章第十节。
In Proverbs 9 verse 10, it says,
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
啊，认识神跟智慧是秘密相关的。
To know God and to have wisdom is closely related.
因为智慧是从神而来。
Because wisdom comes from God.
所以君王必须是一个认识神的人。
So a king must be one who knows God.
那么除了神的要求
，So besides God's condition,
那么神也要求以色列人在立王的时候要清楚要限制他们的权力。
And God also make it clear to the Israelites that as they chose a king, they must inhibit his powers.
啊，就好像这几节经文这么说。
Just like it was said in the scriptures.
只是王不可为自己加添马匹。
The king moreover must not acquire great numbers of horses for himself.
也不可使百姓回埃及去。
Or make the people return to Egypt.
唯要加添他的马匹。
To get more of them.
因耶和华曾吩咐你们说，不可再回那条路去。
For the Lord has told you, you are not to go back that way again.
他也不可为自己多立会宾。
He must not take many wives.
恐怕他的心偏斜，也不可为自己多计金银。
Or his heart will be led astray. He must not accumulate large amounts of silver and gold.
那么这段经文里面讲到三个限制。
So in the scriptures, it talk about three inhibitions.
也就是限制这个君王的条件。
And it is to limit the king.
那么第一点，我们看到不可为自己加添麻痹。
So first of all, it's not for him to acquire for himself large numbers of horses.
第二就是不可为自己多立备兵。
Second of all, he must not take many wives.
第三，不可为自己积储金银。
And third of all, he must not accumulate large amounts of silver and gold.
权力、女士跟财富是做领袖的三大引诱。
Wealth, women and power are the three attractions for kings.
那么因此神为了要保护他们便指定这个规章来限制他们。
So in order to protect them, God had made these decrees.
那么首先让我们来看这个不可为自己加添马匹。
So first of all, let's look at not to acquire large number of horses for himself.
马匹的意思就是代表这个军事力量。
Number of horses represent military power.
是为这个战争而预备。
And it is to prepare for war.
也作为为保护自己的权利而利益。
And also it is to protect himself.
如果你看旧约圣经，
If you look at the Old Testament,
你会发觉到所罗门王做王的时候，
You will notice that when King Solomon was king,
他曾经招兵买马。
He had actually tried to establish large amount of horses and army.
巩固他的军事力量。
To establish a stronghold for the military.
建立一个强大的以色列王国。
And to establish a strong Jewish kingdom.
那么其实后来的王。
And in the kings to follow.
大部分都花费建设这个精力。
A lot of them spend a lot of wealth on establishing the military power.
造成他们只依赖他们的精力，没有依赖耶和华这个问题。
And so it became a problem that they rely on their own military power more than they rely on God.
身为一位君王，
And as a king,
他不能够拥有这个绝对权力。
He cannot have absolute power.
当一个人有这个绝对的权力的时候，
And as a person has absolute authority,
他就会滥用这个权力。
He will be more, he will tend to abuse it.
在美国总统这个林肯做总统的时候，
And when Lincoln became the president,
有一句话很大家都可能听过的。
He said one thing that most of you may have heard.
Power corrupt, it corrupt absolutely.
Power corrupts, it corrupts absolutely.
所以当美国开国的时候，
So in the beginning of this country,
建国之父他们看到这点，
The people there saw what is going to happen, what could happen.
权力不能够掌握在一个人的手中，
So power cannot remain on one person.
所以美国的总统只可以连任一届。
So the presidents of this country can only be re-elected for one more term.
八年后他必须让另外一个人来当总统。
So after 8 years, he will have to step down.
所以他们看到因为人是有罪的。
And so because they see that men are sinners.
太多的权力会使到他去滥用这个权力。
Too much power can cause abuse.
我的国家马来西亚。
My country, Malaysia.
前任首相他当首相当了22年。
The ex-president of the country, he was there for 22 years.
在这么长的时间里面，他的权力越来越大。
And in this long period of time, he accumulated power.
大到一个地步，连国家的法院都在他的掌握之下。
And his power extend into the highest court in the country.
所以当神要立王的时候，
So when God call a king.
他们必须要限制这个君王的权力。
They must limit the power of the king.
那么第二点，
So the secondly,
就是限制多立妃嫔。
And it's to limit the king not to take many wives.
刚才我讲这个做领袖的面对三个大引诱。
Just now I said that there are three temptations for a king.
第一个就是权力。
First of all is power.
第二是女士。
And the second attraction is women.
所以君王所立妃嫔是放纵情欲的恶行。
So to take many wives is an action that shows he is lustful.
也是滥用权力的一种行为。
And it is also an action that he is abusing his power.
所罗门王违背了这个吩咐。
King Solomon was rebellious about this.
为自己立了很多的妃嫔。
He has a lot of concubines.
如果你看圣经的话，
If you look at the Bible,
特别是列王记上十一章第三节。
In 1 Kings chapter 11 verse 3.
那么这里讲到所罗门王有这个妃700个。
He said he had 700 wives.
都是公主。
Of royal birth.
还有嫔300个。
And 300 concubines.
所以一年里面都轮不完。
And so, you cannot go through them in one year.
如果我们再看这段经文。
If you look at the scripture in Deuteronomy again.
那么最后那一句让我们来一起看，恐怕他的心偏斜。
It says in verse 17, or his heart will be led astray.
那么这个偏斜有两个含义。
There are two meanings to this word.
第一个含义就是指他的心灵变坏了，成为邪恶。
And the first meaning is that his heart will turn bad.
那么第二个含义是指受引诱的时候，他离开耶和华。
The second meaning is that when he's tempted, then he will walk away from God.
所以所罗门王爱慕女士。
King Solomon loved women.
他的心就变坏了。
And so his heart was led astray.
使到国家陷入这个拜偶像的网罗中。
And he led his country into idol worshiping.
如果我们看这个箴言三十一章的话。
If you look at Proverbs chapter 31,
那么这里讲到一位母亲欠她做王的这个儿子。
It talks about a mother who is the mother of a king trying to tell his son or her son.
必须要用他用智慧的箴言教导他做王的儿子不可贪恋女色。
She's trying to tell her son who is a king, do not spend your strength.On women.
因为这个是愚昧的一种行为。
Because the vigor on those who will ruin kings.
不要将你的精力给妇女，也不要有败坏君王的行为。
Do not spend your strength on women, your vigor on those who ruin kings.
这个是做领袖，做君王第二个大的引诱。
So the second temptation for a king or a leader is women.
第三个引诱是限制。这个关于这个财富的事情。
The third temptation is about wealth.
因为做君王的，他的财富他必须就是限制他累积财富。
A person who is a king must limit the accumulation of wealth.
君王代表神来统治他的子民。
The king represents God ruling his people.
因此不能够滥用他的权力。
So he cannot abuse his power.
为自己累积这个钱财。
To accumulate wealth for himself.
一个贪爱不义之财的人没有资格做国家的领袖。
A person who loves any kind of money is not qualified as a leader.
在过去的历史，我们看到很多国家领袖都为自己累积财富。
In the past, history of the world, we see that many past leaders accumulated wealth for themselves.
为了要累积这个财富。
And in order to accumulate wealth,
这些做领袖的君王的就向人民抽重税。
They raised the taxes from the people.
或者说收受这个贿赂。
Or they received bribery.
贿赂是今天我们所明白的所谓这个贪污。
And so in today's language is corruption.
贪污是收受那些不义之财的一个管道。
And so corruption is actually a channel where you can collect money.
权力在这些领袖的手中。
The power is in the hands of these leaders.
所以很普遍的人们就以金钱来买通这些领袖。
So, commonly done was that people will bribe these leaders.
所以箴言书讲到君王不可以贪爱财富来 压制这些穷人。
So the Bible tells us that leaders should not accumulate wealth in order to suppress the common people.
这个是神所限定的条件。
And this is a condition set forth by God.
所以我们看到做领袖所要面对三大引诱，就是权力、女士跟这个财富。
So the three great temptations of a person in a leadership role is power, women, and wealth.
我神对这个做君王的第三个条件就是要他们敬畏耶和华。
So the third condition that God has for anybody to be chosen king is that he must fear God.
如果我们看生命记十七章十九到二十节。
If we look at Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 19 to 20.
我们存在他那里要平生诵读，好学是敬畏耶和华他的神。
It is to be with him, and he is to read it all the days of his life, so that he may learn to reverend the Lord his God.
谨守遵行这些律法书上的一切言语和这些律例。
And follow carefully all the words of this law and these decrees.
免得他向弟兄心高气傲，偏左偏右，离了这诫命。
And not consider himself better than his fellow Israelites, and turn from the law to the right or to the left.
这样他和他的子孙便可在以色列中在国位上长久，绵长日久。
Then he and his descendants will reign a long time over his kingdom in Israel.
如果你把生命记读完的话，那你们可能已经把生命记读过了。
So I hope that you have already read through the book of Deuteronomy.
你发觉到里面没有讲到这个关于限制就是关于这个君王的那个权力还有他的权益啊。
You notice that in Deuteronomy, it really did not mention a lot about the limitation of the king.
也没有讲到人民要怎样去服从这个君王。
And it did not talk about how the people need to obey the king.
也没有讲到这个做君王他的那种职务。
And it also did not mention about what the king must do.
唯一提到的就是这位做君王那种正面的责任。
It only talk about positively what the king need to do.
也就是讲到这个抄写这个律法书，还有诵读这个律法书。
And it's talking about copying and reading the book of law.
所以圣经里面讲到，一个做王的必须要做这两件事情，就是要抄写这个律法书，这个诵读这个律法书。
So what it talk about is that this king must do these two things: is to copy and read the book of law.
这些条例目的就是要显然的，就是要限制这些做君王的权力。
And so this is in a way to limit the power of the king.
并且说明他们必须要遵守神的话语。
And also to say that they must also obey God's word.
好像其他的人民一样。
Just like any other people.
当一个人抄写这个律法书的时候。
If a person copy the book of law.
那么使到一个人有一个很深刻的印象。
It will help to give him a deeper impression.
那么能够牢记在心中。
And to be able to help him to remember it in his heart.
而抄写能够从长久的保留这个律法。
And also when you copy something, you can keep it longer.
当一个人亲自抄写这个律法的时候，
If a person copy things down by himself,
也表示他以神立约。
It signifies that he is making a covenant with God.
如果在这个祭司或者立位人的面前抄写的话，
And if he copy this in front of the Levi or the priest,
表示这个是一个很隆重的一个仪式。
It represents a very important ceremony.
所以耶稣亚吩咐以色列人，
So Joshua told the Israelites,
以神立约的时候要把这个律法书抄下来。
When you establish a covenant with God, you need to copy the book of law.
律法书是这个治国和生活的指引。
The law of Moses is a guidance for the country.
那么圣经讲到要常常的去诵读。
And the Bible said he needs to read it often.
啊，诵读的意思就是把我们的声音啊读出来。
It says to recite it means to read it out loud.
啊，使到一个人能够把它记在心里面。
So that a person can memorize it.
以致他能够把神的话语实行出来。
So that he can live it.
所以摩西啊，在晚年的时候就吩咐这个耶稣呀。
So, in the end times of Moses, he told Joshua.
啊，他吩咐他要诵读啊神的律法。
He told Joshua, "You need to recite God's word."
啊，耶稣雅记第一章第八节是一节比较大家熟悉的一节经文。
This is a very familiar verse, Joshua verse one, chapter one, verse eight.
啊，这律法书不可离开你的口。
Keep this book of the law always on your lips.
啊，总要昼夜思想，好使你经守遵守这书上所写的一切话。
Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it.
如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Then you will be prosperous and successful.
所以这里讲到不可以离开你的口，是代表就是诵读的意思。
It says always on your lips means to recite.
那么根据刚才我们在看这个生命记的时候第二十节。
In verse 20 of Deuteronomy,
为什么神要君王做君王的诵读这个律法？
Why did God want the kings to recite the book of law?
就是因为要就是禁止他们心高气傲。
And it is to prevent them from being proud.
如果一个人做王，
If a person become a king,
如果他权力在他的手中，
IfAll powers are in his hand.
他会很容易的成为一个骄傲的人。
It can easily make him feel proud.
而且高举自己。
And lift himself up.
一个人骄傲的时候。
When a person is proud.
是神不喜悦的。
It is when God does not like this person.
所以大卫做王的时候。
So when King David, was king.
如果你看诗篇一百三十一篇。
If you look at Psalm 131,
第一节讲到大卫求神保守他不要心高气傲。
Verse 1, he was praying to God, asking God not to let him be proud.
那么做君王的是神的仆人。
To be a king is the servant of God.
不能够高举自己。
You cannot lift yourself up.
他是要高举神。
He is to uplift God.
所以在以色列人的历史当中
So in the history of the Israelites
这么多君王
So many kings
很多的王都不是好的王
And among a lot of them they are not good kings
除了大卫王还有两三位的王是好王
So besides David there are maybe two or three who are good kings
那么其他的都不是好的
The rest of them were not good
我们看圣经的时候，我们看到为什么大卫是一位好的王。
So as we read the Bible, we understand why David was a good king.
如果我们看诗篇第一篇第二到第三节。
If we look at Psalm, first Psalm verses 2 and 3.
那么这是大卫自己写的诗。
And this is a psalm written by David.
他说：“唯爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。”
But those delight is in the law of the Lord.And who meditate on his law day and night.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers.
这个是大卫所讲的。
And this is written by David.
其实不是做君王的人。要爱慕神的话。
Actually, it is not only the kings who need to love God's word.
你跟我都应该爱慕神的话。
You and I need to delight in God's word.
因为一个爱慕神话的人，圣经讲他必像一棵树栽在溪水旁一样。
Because for one who delights in the law of the Lord, it is like a tree planted by streams of water.
他会按时候结出果子来。
He will yield its fruits in season.
它的叶子也不枯干。
And its leaves will not wither.
这个讲到形容一个有生命的人。
And it is talking about a person who has life.
所以一个要做王的人有他的条件。
So there are conditions for someone to be a king.
必须要根据神的心意。
Must be according to God's will.
他必须要是一个认识神的人。
He must be someone who knows God.
他的权力必须要受到限制。
His power must be limited.
他是一个敬畏耶和华的人。
And that he must be one who fear God.
他必须要诵读神的律法。
He needs to recite God's word.
他必须要爱慕神的话语。
And he must delight in God's word.
让我们一起同心祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
也求主帮助我们要爱慕你的话语。
Help us to delight in your words.
让我们的生命表现出耶稣基督的生命。
And help us to reflect the life of Jesus through us.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.